And now this is a dictation for Randy, R-A-N-D-Y, Lutz, L-U-T-S, in today, yes, June 1854, addressed as a letter to Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, N-P, 583-1914. Dear Mrs. Jensen, follow up for Mr. Lutz. Has advanced renal failure, has also liver disease and complications, last visit in May. Recent paracentesis, 2.6 liters, no peritonitis, no bleeding. Isolated, no epistaxis. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Denies decreasing urination, cloudiness of blood. Stable 4+ edema. Blood pressure remains high, no chest pain, palpitation, orthopnea, PND. Review system negative, uses CPAP machine. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the Lasix, Aldactone, ARB, Olmesartan, O-L-M-E-S-A-R-T-A, beta blockers, and anticoagulation with Xarelto. Today, weight 273, alert or intestine 3, minimal dyspnea, blood pressure high, by nurse 169.78. Lungs are clear without pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap. There is ascites, but no peritonitis, chronic edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry shows a creatinine 2.06, which is still is baseline, representing a GFR 34 stage 3B. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base, low albumin, normal calcium, phosphorus, low platelets, and anemia 10.6. Low lymphocytes. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, appears stable, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Next number, liver cirrhosis with complications, including portal hypertension, ascites, anasarca, pancytopenia, enlargement of the spleen. By definition, hepatorenal syndrome type 2, also has hepatocellular cancer. Next number, history of atrial fibrillation, appears regular, remains anticoagulated, minimal nose bleeding, otherwise stable. Next number, hypertension. I'm going to increase the aldactone, might help with the liver as well as blood pressure. We will monitor potassium. We start dialysis based on symptoms and GFR, most people less than 15. Plan to see him back on the next 4 months or early as needed.